Welcome to the Bridging Success Podcast. I'm Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants, where we solve challenging technology issues for growing businesses. We are the leading customer-focused, community-involved expert technology consultants. Welcome to Bridging Success, the podcast where top B2B CEOs and executives share their insights, challenges, and game-changing strategies that drive innovation and business growth. I'm your host, Bo Jenkins, founder and CEO of BridgeNet Technology Consultants. Each episode, we spotlight visionary leaders shaping the future, diving into critical decisions, leadership philosophies, and breakthrough moments that have propelled them to success. On this episode, I'm excited to talk to Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert. Mitchell, thanks for joining the show.
Bo, it's great to be here. I'm very curious where you're going to take it.
All right, great. So listen, you've interviewed over 5,000 thought leaders on credibility. Just let's start off walking us through what sparked that journey and what it revealed about credibility and how it's built today in this digital tech-laden world that we all live in.
Let's update that a little bit. 500. So 500 thought leaders, not 5,000.
5,000. I added an extra zero. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's just, we're talking about credibility. I can't accept something that's just not credible. I'm going to share something on my screen. So for those who are podcasting, you could take a look at my TEDx, which is called We Are Losing Our Humanity. I'm tired of watching it happen. And for those who are watching it online, I just wanted to share something. What I unraveled in interviewing the 500 thought leaders on credibility, it was my own Napoleon Hill journey, was, so let me give you the definition of credibility. And so that's why I had this up. And then I'll tell you how I got there. Credibility is more than just being trusted. So in some dictionaries, it still says the quality in which you're trusted. What I'm going to say is credibility is the quality in which you're trusted, known, and liked. And there are 10 values associated with credibility. And when you're looking at trust, makes pretty much good sense if you think about it. One of the most important elements of being trustworthy is being coachable, right? So the days of being a know-it-all just isn't the right thing. Now, under the concept of being known, you're looking at the four values there. What's interesting is the servant leadership is what pops out. Being of service to others is really what adds value. And this is not that they know of you, but they actually know you. And that's a big difference. It's right now we get the luxury of doing business with people we not only trust, we not only get to know them well, but in the third element, we get to like them. So if you're not likable and as you get to know people, you don't get to know them very well, that is not, in order to be a service provider like you are, like I am, people need to know you. And one of the things I will mention, and this is important, and I've heard people say this, I'm going to ask you to never say this in your life, fake it till you make it. That's one of the most stupidest things I've ever heard, and let me tell you why. If you take a look at the 10 values of credibility, there's one value that's listed twice. It's integrity. The integrity associated with being trustworthy is your external integrity. It's what you say to the world. The integrity associated with being known is your internal integrity. And you ever get that spidey sense when you're talking to somebody, you know there's something funny, it's not feeling comfortable? That's when there's incongruency between your external and your internal integrity. And so people need to get to know you. And as they get to know you, you need to be that person that you say you are. And when there's a disconnect there, that's going to kill your credibility immediately. That makes sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I tell my guys, never be afraid to admit that you don't know something. Rely on the performance of your team to help you out and push the pause button. Tell them, let me take this back to my team and find an answer. Absolutely makes sense.
Yeah. You asked me how I got there. So I've done lots of fun things in my life, and I've been in Silicon Valley for 38 years, happily married for 36, have a 27-year-old son. And what's interesting is I've started 20-ish companies, sat on the board of a public firm and a ton of other things. And one of the companies I started was a book publishing company. So in 2005, I started a company, quickly became a six-figure business, and was that until COVID. COVID just squashed the business. And as I saw the industry transforming, and this is true for every product, almost every product, and certainly true for every service, is almost everything that's out there today can be so easily commoditized. So as book publishing was getting more and more commoditized, I was recognizing that I needed to figure out what's next. And so it was in 2019, I said to myself, hey, of all the authors I've worked with, we've published over 750 books. Of all the authors we worked with, what are they looking for? They're looking for credibility. Okay, what's the definition of credibility? Aha, the definition of credibility in the books were not what I thought it was. Let me embark on a Napoleon Hill survey to make it happen. So that's actually how I got there. What I didn't expect, I did expect having the definition of credibility. What I shared with you, I didn't know what it was, but I did expect that. What I didn't expect was being able to download a formula that I find it's certainly been transformational for me and over 1,000 other people. And that is the formula of clarity that allows anyone to articulate who they are and how they show up in the world, essentially how they're executing on their purpose in less than 10 words. And that is super powerful. And that was a gift.
That's awesome. Let me see if I can get the second number that I had written down correctly, because it looks like you love LinkedIn and you've made it almost looks like you made it one of your hobbies. But I read where you reviewed over 100,000 LinkedIn profiles. Is that number right?
I believe that's what I wrote down, but when I did a double take, I believe it's now 200,000.
Oh my gosh.
But it's been a, it's LinkedIn has been a, I was on LinkedIn before LinkedIn was making money. I was actually in the room with two of the five founders. So I was in the room with Reid Hoffman, Constantine Gerlich, and LinkedIn actually paid me to write and publish LinkedIn's first book. And so it's just been when you're in Silicon Valley, you get exposed to some really cool people. I have lots of paperwork of companies that have never made it. LinkedIn is not one of them because they obviously made it.
Do you remember a company called LoudCloud?
I remember LoudCloud, yeah.
Mark Andreessen's startup after Netscape. Yeah, I interviewed with LoudCloud back when I was considering moving out to Silicon Valley. Luckily, I guess luckily for me, because I love the trajectory that my life's taken, I didn't go that route. But so going back to LinkedIn, what separates a credible LinkedIn profile from the rest of the pack? And what are some common mistakes that people make when they set up their LinkedIn profile?
So let me do a big picture, then answer your question. Big picture, LinkedIn's about three things, right? A credible LinkedIn profile, nurturing your first level connections, and getting second and third level connections to become first level connections.
Okay.
Okay. So what makes a credible LinkedIn profile? I need to see you. It's so funny. I typically have somewhere between 8 to 14 meetings every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I had, of the meetings I've had today, there were two meetings where the LinkedIn profile was interesting enough for me to make a conversation, but I really had no idea where they were. So I would say they were not uncredible, or some people would say incredible, which is, by the way, a negative, but I didn't know who they were. So what makes it a LinkedIn profile credible? The first thing that happens is what do they see in the first 3 to 5 seconds that would make them to want to read more? And so when you jump on a LinkedIn profile, there are three things you immediately see. You see the background image, and there are some people who just use the default image. That's a naughty, okay? And in the background image, is the image something that represents who they are and how they show up? More importantly, because I have figured out how one can articulate where they're executing their purpose in less than 10 words, can I read those words and there either is some sort of credibility booster, like a book or it's something that says they were recognized for something? And can I see who they serve? Just looking at that. Next thing I look at is their picture. Now, I don't connect to people who don't put a picture of themselves. And there's some defaults where you say, hey, if people are second level connections, let's not show my picture. Why are you on LinkedIn in the first place? Anyhow, but we'll put that aside. And then the third thing is in when it describes who you are, a lot of people treat LinkedIn like a resume. It is not a resume, right? It started off potentially as a resume service, and the first place LinkedIn made money was as a job recruitment site. But the thing is, LinkedIn is the place that if you're in business, other businesses and business professionals are going to find you. So what you want in that area is essentially who you serve and things that will be exciting to the person who's when they're typing in the LinkedIn search agent, I need the CEO of a firm that does vendor services. I need the CEO of a firm that does hosting in the New Orleans area. Right? You want Bo, you want your LinkedIn to pop up, right? So if in the first 3 to 5 seconds I recognize that that CEO, if we're talking about you, is credible, I'm going to then do what's next. So let me tell you what's next, which is not the way most people look at LinkedIn profiles. I'm going to look for social proof. Now, on LinkedIn, social proof is at the bottom of your LinkedIn profile. And what you'll see when you look at the bottom of the profile, you're going to see where there are endorsements, right? So that is other people going in, just clicking on a button saying, hey, I endorse this person for this area. So do their endorsements reinforce who they are? So if they say, I serve this area, does it? A lot of times I'll see people that they say they're one thing, but then their skills they're being endorsed for is Excel at the bottom. Not even if you're a CFO. Do I care about Excel being one of your skill sets? And then the other thing is recommendations. I typically want to see 15, at least 15 of each. And if I get really curious about somebody, like if I'm going to meet somebody, I'm going to read how they recommended other people. I'll just tell you for the reason why. Now, by the way, you could use AI for all this. So you could see all the how you read, you could drop and do a cut and paste, copy all their LinkedIn recommendations, put it into your chatbot and say, how does this person think? How do they show up? How should I talk to them? And if you're interested in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, you could learn what people appreciate by how they recommend others. But I'll read the top two recommendations they have or how they recommended others. That's going to show me social proof. Essentially, I could do that in less than a minute or two. It doesn't take a lot of time. And if I'm still interested, I'll then spend about 5 minutes looking at the what are the jobs they've been on, what have they done in the past, what's interesting there. I would say at least 80% of LinkedIn profiles look like a resume, maybe even 90%. And there's such a great opportunity. The biggest impression, the biggest thing that anybody can get, and I'll just say tell you something that happened last week, is there's a CEO I never talked to before. I just reached out to him. I didn't know why we were talking. And he goes, Mitchell, we started this company. It's me and three friends out of college. We've never been formally trained in business school. And we're figuring out as we go along. And I looked at your profile and I thought you could help. Like, I couldn't have entered into that relationship in any better way because the time he just apparently stumbled upon my LinkedIn, or maybe it was the program I used, reached out to him and said, hey, look at what we're doing. But then he did the follow through and he was all lined up and ready to go. That's what you want your LinkedIn profile to speak about who you are so that people get to trust, know, and maybe even like you. And then when you get to talk to them, you get to reinforce that's when you show up in the same way that your LinkedIn profile shows up.
Great, great stuff. So you alluded to AI briefly. Tell me your thoughts on how AI is impacting credibility.
Something, since you mentioned Mark Andreessen, I'll share with you. So I was at Sun Microsystems way back when. Sun did not invent the internet, but they are the firm that really brought the internet into a commercial mindset. And in 1997 is when I left Sun, and I was that guy who'd go around to companies and I go, hey, you know what? There's this new technology company. That technology will allow us to talk directly to customers, to allow our subcomponent manufacturers to drop ship our products directly to our customers. And at the time, I was actually physically kicked out of the offices of two companies because the internet was just a fad. I wanted to paint that story because I was at Sun for 9 years. And prior to Marc Andreessen coming up with Mosaic, there were seven types of internet technologies, but none of them were really in the mainstream, right? They're all available to people, but the internet was not considered a mainstream business concept, a business technology. Marc Andreessen was able to show us where the internet could go by creating the Mosaic browser. It allowed us to see how things can be tied together, and we know where it is today. In 2023, we were given the opportunity to see where AI is going to go. So just like Mosaic showed us about the internet, and the difference between 1996 and today is night and day. Once ChatGPT came out, what it did, and this hasn't caught up to most people yet, is it made thought leadership ubiquitous. Anyone who wants to be a written thought leader, all you have to do is know how to ask the right prompts. And so, what it has done is change, I believe, every business model going forward. Because it's not about the big firm, the big company, the reaching the masses. It's about that. At the end of the day, Bo, it's about that one-on-one relationship you're having with each and every customer. It's about the referrals you get from your customers and those prospects you're talking to because they know you or they know somebody on your staff who is responsible and focused on relationships. By the way, everyone in your staff should be responsible for relationships, and each and every one of them can be people who help bring referral partners to refer you. It's more about that. It's as people get to know you, the firm, and the firm is the consolidation of the individual components. What it's been able to do is show if everyone can be a thought leader, then there's no incremental value of thought leadership. What really needs to happen, the incremental value, is who are the humans that work at your firm and why do I want to do business with you? Did that
Great.
answer your question? It was a
Yeah, I
different
think
answer
so.
than you thought, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just wrapped up an intensive 12-week world-class customer experience training program that was really neat. And I agree that everybody has to be in tune to the human element of what we do. And AI is doing its best to take that away from things. So with everything that you've built, what's one key insight or mindset shift you hope listeners take away from our conversation here today?
In the interviews, I unlocked formula.
500 interviews.
In the over 500 interviews, I've now done this over 1,000 times. I've unlocked a formula that would allow any company, any human to articulate where they are executing their purpose in less than 10 words. So I will say to you, and I'll give the formula away. You could see it in a number of the talks I do. It's a secret formula, but I'm happy to share it. Once a month, I do a clarity session. I guarantee everyone gets it. You can talk to me privately, say, Mitchell, I call it a CPOP, your customer point of possibilities. You could do AI on that, it'll help you. I'm going to say to you, if you want, as a company or as an individual, if you want to really be focused on who you serve and how best you serve them, and basically make yourself a compass to make better decisions. And if you then share that compass asynchronously, you're creating a magnet to attract more people in the door. This is a formula that works. Now, the problem is the formula by itself is not going to work. You need to put things around it. So I have an executive coaching practice. I call it executive abundance. So I'm one of many executive coaches you could use. I have a LinkedIn practice where I help people stay in tuned with and different price points, which is really cool. By the way, can I tell you my CPOP for LinkedIn? Would you mind? It's really fun.
Go for it.
It's business leaders tired of slimy LinkedIn sales tactics. So in talking about what I did with and my knowledge of LinkedIn, it's simply people who recognize they need to be on LinkedIn, they don't want to get advice that makes them sound slimy or salesy. So that's what we do, right? We help them use LinkedIn effectively. And I'm going to say, regardless of whether or not you use either of the two go-to-market strategies I have, or there are hundreds of thousands of other people who can help you with coaching or consulting or whatever it is you need to do, I'm going to step back and say, at the end of the day, if you are a credible human or if you have a credible company, you need to be a servant leader or be servant leaders. And so, who do you serve? And from their perspective, what is the pain point or pleasure point they have? And if you can articulate that, that represents your CPOP. And if you could live in the playground of your CPOP, it will make life that much easier for you because you now have your own personalized compass that makes it easy. If you're at a company, what you do is you modify it for each division, each department, and you've now empowered your people to have their personalized compass. It changes everything.
That's great. 10 words or less. Remind me, that acronym rolls off of your tongue, but it didn't sink in with me.
Yeah, sorry. It's CPOP and it stands for Customer Point of Possibilities.
Customer point of possibilities. That's great. So, look, I really appreciate our time together. For those people that want to connect with you or explore credibility further with you, what's the best way for them to start their journey?
Come to my website. It's mitchelllevy.com, MitchellLevy.com. There, you could see the current stuff I'm doing. If you like a clarity session, we do some complimentary stuff. Or if you want to book time on my calendar, you can get to it directly at mitchelllevy.com.
That's great, Mitchell. Look, thanks so much for the time today. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks, Bo. It was good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. This is Bo. Thank you so much for listening to the Bridging Success Podcast. If you are a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.bridgenetllc.com to sign up. If something in this episode connected with you, would you mind sharing it on social media? Just take a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or share it on your favorite social media platform. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media with the hashtag #BridgingSuccess and let them know about the show. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and reviews, they go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, bridgenetllc.com, or follow me on LinkedIn. Find me on Facebook at /BJakins or on Instagram at BoJakins. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.